Now the story of a man many call an outlaw. His crime? Growing raisins and then deciding to sell them all. His case made it all the way to the Supreme Court. Planet Money's Zoe Chase has the story.
You might imagine that such an ordinary thing, like a raisin, works the same way lots of ordinary stuff works. The raisin grower takes his sun-dried grapes and sells them, as many as he can, to whoever wants them. That's not what happens. What happens instead is that lots of the decisions about buying and selling the raisins are made here, on the second floor of a nondescript red brick office building in Fresno, California.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Bob.
This is the Raisin Administrative Committee. They do lots of stuff, common in California, where food is such big business. Set grades and standards, come up with raisin advertising. But there's one other thing they do that's more unusual.
The recommendation that a diversion program not be recommended for the 2014
diversion. What this means is that the Raisin Administrative Committee gets together and decides how many California raisins to release onto the market every year. Yeah. The supply of raisins we have available is not determined simply by demand or the weather, but by the people in this room. What in lots of other industries would be called collusion, conspiring to limit supply and keep up price, in the raisin industry is perfectly legal. It's more than legal. It's enforced. Just ask Marvin Horn. He's a raisin grower. Back in 2001, the Raisin Committee decided that he and his fellow growers would have to divert a whole lot of their raisins, not sell them, to keep the price of raisins from collapsing, set aside almost half their crop.
47%. A lot of us, we all jumped up and yelled and said, no, it's crazy. What's the matter with you guys? And it was no avail. And that's when I came home and I talked with my wife and we said, no.
Instead, Marvin Horn and his wife went rogue, decided to sell all their raisins. The way the Raisin Administrative Committee saw it, the Horns were violating a law that goes all the way back to the Depression, Marketing Order 989. So they went after him, hired detectives to case their operation, gather evidence on video. On one tape, Marvin Horn's mother-in-law gets into it with one of the detectives.
Hello.
What the hell are you here for?
I don't think it's any of your business, ma'am.
Well, I think it is because that's my property there, and I'd like to know why you're filming it.
I can film anything I want. That's a public process.
Tis, I'm going to take your name, please.
Both sides have sued each other, appealed. Case went before the Supreme Court this year before getting kicked down to a lower court. The Horns expect results in a few months. To talk to raisin growers about what they think of the Raisin Rebel and Marketing Order 989, the law Marvin Horn flouted, you gotta wake up pretty early. 5 a.m., McCoy's Diner.
Well, I think that there's a set of rules that everybody was playing by during the time that he was not.
This is Dan King, raisin grower, and he remembers that year too, 2001, when they had to give up half their raisin crop. He didn't like it, but to him, if everyone just sold all their raisins, it would have been worse. The price maybe collapses, people maybe go out of business. So to him, this law, Marketing Order 989, protects raisin growers from a big bust. Still, giving up half your crop, even if it keeps the price up a bit in the long run, that's a big hit.
Oh, I went and got a job working in a warehouse. You know how hard it is to get an extra job when you're 50 years old and you already work 16-hour days?
Do you think you would have been better off if there wouldn't have been a marketing order and you would have got more for your crop in those years or
you don't know
not?
That, though.
The guy with the question, that's Simon Cejota. And like everyone, he remembers that year, too. He went a different route. He says he pulled out most of his grapevines, planted almond trees instead. Almonds are big business in California right now, apparently less finicky than grapes and no marketing order to limit supply.
That's the tough part about the raisin industry. There's a lot of deductions and things that go on behind the scenes. And so we want to be in something that's simple and full speed ahead. And I found that to be the almonds.
The thing is, almonds used to be like raisins, have meetings about whether or not to limit the supply. Lots of California produce did. Those farmers voted to give up that system. Raisins are some of the very last holdouts. Zoe Chase, NPR News.